T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to bring in Chris Landry from LandryFootball.com, co-host of Believe in the Pro Football Film Room and on the Believe Podcast Network. And he is a former scout, too, worked with the Oilers and Titans. I got a couple of interesting questions about that I want to bring up. Chris, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Happy draft day.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy draft day to you.
So, draft morning, when you worked in the professional organizations with the Oilers and Titans, you wake up draft morning. Is everything done? Do teams know exactly their plan, who they're picking, what they're doing, or is there still stuff that's fluid on draft day?
No, everything's done. When I was with the Belichick with the Browns, and then when I was with the Oilers and the Titans, they were maybe a little bit different in terms of how we organize it and structured it, but everything is done in terms, or should be done, and this is the case for most teams, and I can't speak for everyone. I've heard stories, friends that said there's sometimes some last-minute shuffling, but your draft board should be set, and you should have already hashed out all the arguments about how you want to stack your guys. All that's going on for the past couple of days and today is trying to navigate through what potentially could happen that would, you know, lead to put the potential of getting the guys that you want. So if you're the Bills that say at 9, you know who you want. You try to anticipate who's going to be there, but you don't know. Maybe there's a player that does slip a couple of spots. Maybe they get a couple of bonus picks. And what we mean by that is bonus picks are when a player that you wouldn't draft gets drafted before you. So Kyler Murray gets drafted before them, that's a bonus pick because that's another guy the Bills would take even if he was there at 9. So you start looking at your numbers and who could be there, and you go through different scenarios. What do we do if these two or three guys are there? Well, this is how what do we do if that guy, those three are gone but these three? You have to go through every scenario. You have to go through a scenario of what if you get a phone call from somebody, you maybe don't want to move up, but let's say somebody is wanting to move down from above you, and perhaps the price is a little bit lower and a little bit more palatable, and all of a sudden a guy that you really like that you think might be gone at 3 or 4 or 5 is still there, and you could maybe move up to 7, for example. You go through that scenario. What would we do? What would we give up? What would, you know, in the charts that are out there are only about half accurate because that are generic charts, but you don't ever move up for a pick. You move up for a player that you would get with that pick. So if you've got maybe the second-rated player on your board that's available at 7 and you want to move up to 7 and you can get maybe a little bit less than what the chart says, well, it may make sense to do it. Or the opposite may be true. You go through, what if we our boards kind of pick clean and we like guys at 9, but we'd like them at 12 or 13 or 14. Well, let's see if we can move back, and maybe we'll get something and still get one of those players, because you never move back unless you can get one of the players that you want from your move-down position. So you go through all those scenarios. It's like a game plan for Sunday of a game. You go through every scenario you think is going to work against that opponent, but you have to have alternative plans when things happen during the course of the game. Well, same thing here. Things are going to happen that are out of your control with other teams before you, and you got to be prepared to adjust on the move.
What do you think, in terms of your opinion, your favorite storylines going into the draft tonight? What are the most intriguing storylines tonight?
I think, I think it's going to, as it always tends to be, the quarterback. Does anybody move up for a quarterback, or does somebody like Haskins go higher than anybody thinks? Would the Raiders take him at 4, or somebody move up in the top 5 to get him? You know, yay or nay on that, that's a storyline. How far does, a guy like a Jeffrey Simmons and a Montez Sweat, ironically both from Mississippi State, that have some different medical issues, in the case of Simmons, a past character issue, how far do they drop? Because we're talking top 12 players in this draft, both of them. and you got great value there if you can get them later. Those jump out. And then the other thing is, you know, who might drop. And people say, you know, tell me what your surprises are going to be. Well, if I knew, it wouldn't be a surprise. there's going to be that. So the last one I would say is to be determined. People always ask me after the draft. I get this from media folks. They'll call, why did so-and-so draft? And I tell them before the draft, and I tell them after. You do the numbers. You know, everybody's got, they've got 25 players going in the top 10. Everybody throws out different rumors and scenarios. Well, obviously, there's only 10 players going in the top 10. That I can guarantee you. So, by definition, somebody's going to slip. The other storyline is, I've been talking about a kid, a tight end from Iowa, T.J. Hockenson, for over 2 years. Where is he going to go? You know, and just overall, there's some really good players in this draft that I think will be outstanding quality impact starters in the league. And where are they going to go? I mean, it's always fun as players drop, players, you know, you got to move up to get them. There's a lot of different storylines, but they usually kind of surface during draft weekend.
I want to ask you about Hockenson. If you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to your calls, 803-0550. We're with Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. I would love for the Bills to get Hockenson. And when we get into the tight end discussion, and you would, right, you worked in NFL front offices, you know this, there's always talk about, is that too high to take a tight end? Is it a value spot for a tight end at 9? What's your opinion on that? Maybe with organizations you have been in, what did they think about a tight end there? Because it doesn't typically happen that a tight end is taken in the top 10. Is this kid that good that you say, screw it, go get him?
You take a weapon, and however you define that weapon, a guy that can move the chains and score touchdowns, you take. Now, a tight end who's a really good blocker that doesn't give you all that much in the passing game, it is maybe a great blocker. Maybe he's just an all-world blocker at tight end. Would you take him if he's not going to be a big factor in the passing game? No, you would not. That doesn't represent enough value. Neither would a great fullback, as great as he might be. This guy is a destructive blocker and is a guy that can be flexed out at almost 260 pounds and do things athletically that are very, very unusual. Catch the ball out of front. This guy will be a red zone weapon, score touchdowns, be a big factor. We'll see where he goes and who's the quarterback and how well they coach him and put a team around. This guy's a great player. This guy, to me, is the best tight end I've seen in a long time. He's better than Jason Witten coming out of Tennessee. And, you know, unless he's in a bad situation for his career, I expect him to have a career, if God willing he's healthy, that surpasses that. And Jason Witten's going in the Hall of Fame. I can't get bigger than that. I can't get I'm not going to sit here and throw the Gronkowski, you know, discussion, but of anybody that I have seen, he can do more Gronk-like stuff than anybody. And what is that? Be a dominant blocker that's going to help you in the running game and can flex out. You see, Travis Kelce is great. He's a great as a pass-receiving weapon. But you know he's in there as a pass receiver. And you dictate what you're going to do with him in the game. With this guy, you know, you don't know. You can line him up, and he can be like a third tackle as a blocker. Or you can flex him out or motion him out, and now you've got him matched up, mismatched, against a linebacker athletically, a safety size-wise, and he's just going to go up and high-point the ball and be a real factor. To me, he may be the best offensive player in this draft. And I would not, he is absolutely not a reach taking him in the top 10. He's not a reach taking him in the top 5. It's just a matter of, do you value a little bit more of guys with the same grade at defensive tackle, pass rusher? Yes, I would. I would take Quinnen Williams or, you know, Josh Allen or, you know, Nick Bosa ahead of him, because those guys have even more impact. I would take a quarterback that's rated, you know, with the same grade. But, this is not a tight end. This is a weapon.
You stole my final question. Although it's not quarterback, but in terms of where else the Bills could go if they stayed at 9, Chris, they could absolutely be looking for a pass rusher. I think they'd prefer a guy inside. So whether it's Quinnen Williams or whether it's Ed Oliver – And actually, beyond those two guys, is there anybody else you would say would be in the mix for the Bills at nine to go with a defensive tackle to help their interior presence?
Well, if Oliver slips, it's interesting. I don't think he's going to slip to nine, but he could become close. And that's kind of what I'm saying. If you love him and you got him two or three on your board, which is very possible, you know, would you move up a spot or two to secure him? Because somebody else might. So if, you know, Detroit, for example, would you move that? That's a team that wants to move up. Would you move up one spot? What would you give to secure him? You know, you got to have that debate in your room. Christian Wilkins is going to be an outstanding player at the next level and is a really safe, outstanding pick. Now, you got to compare him to the edge rushers that will be on the board at the time. And who's that going to be? Who would be available at that time? Well, Bosa's going to be off the board. Josh Allen will be off the board. It gets a little bit dicey at that point. Cleveland Farrell, probably a tad high. I think Montez Sweat of Mississippi State has the best edge rush speed of anybody in this draft and the most potential there. He doesn't bend or rush the pass, have pass rush skills like Nick Bosa, but he's the best speed edge rusher in the draft. But you're not going to take him at nine, particularly if you've got any concerns about the medical issue with his heart. Although I think he's going to be fine, you want a player that's a little bit cleaner. So here's what I can guarantee you and the Bills fans out there. There's going to be one hell of a player, pardon my French, there at nine. Don't get locked in if you're a fan that it needs to be a pass rusher, it needs to be a tackle, it needs to be this or that. You get a great player there. That's how you become great. Get as many elite players. There are plenty of depth in this draft that you can fill a lot of needs. Get great players. On LandryFootball.com, we put our draft boards just like they're up with NFL teams. Not just listing players by position, but telling you where the cutoff point is grade-wise so they can see where the great value is. You can see that there are 23 first-round graded players, 59 second-round graded players. Do the math, 59 second-round graded players. What does that tell you? You're going to be getting a second-round graded player in the fourth round. 63 third-round graded players. There's a lot of quality here, so don't panic. Don't reach for a lesser-graded player at a different grade level for a player of need. Get the best player. I can remember years ago, you guys remember this, but I don't know why this name comes to my mind, but I remember at the time sitting in a draft room thinking when the Bills traded up or took John McCargo in the first round, and I remember thinking, now that's a reach pick. That's a guy that's a third-round guy, but because of need, they took him. You guys remember that at all?
Yeah.
A few years ago?
Oh, yeah.
And that's a perfect example of they left a better player on the board because they needed a player. Well, John wasn't good enough to beat what you had, and I'm not picking on them. Everybody does it. But the point is, man, there's some really good players. There's not enough of them on anybody's team, and the need factor changes in a heartbeat. One injury, one free agency period away, and the strength of your team becomes a weakness. There's just a lot of good players. Heck, there'll be a couple of good offensive linemen that's still a need for the Bills. There's an impact player there. There are a number of directions they could go, and if you set your draft board up correctly, let your draft board speak to you. I think they'll be fine. Bean's done a good job. I think they've got a chance to really get healthy here in this draft. So I'm excited to see what they do and the rest of the league does.
It is LandryFootball.com, and you can follow Chris on Twitter, at LandryFootball. Chris, thanks for giving us some time this morning. Enjoy the next 3 days.
Hey, you guys do the same. Enjoy it, and we'll talk to you again soon, hopefully.
You bet. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.